Welcome to the Daily Devotional Podcast of Prism Church in Pasadena, California, available for download Monday through Friday. Hi, I'm Pastor Chuck Ryer. Our ambition is that this daily podcast will encourage you to set your mind on Jesus and reflect on God's presence in your life. As we study the attributes of God and meditate on the promises of His Word, our hope is that our souls would be refreshed and we begin to reflect these beautiful realities to those around us. September's devotionals will be written by the people of our congregation. This fall, we're focusing on the vision, mission, and values of Prism Church. Today's devotional was written and will be read by Stephen Crawford, Associate Pastor at Prism Church.
When I think of our church's commitment to genuine community, a verse immediately springs to mind. 1 Thessalonians 2:8. This is the Apostle Paul writing in a letter to a church that he had planted in the city of Thessalonica. He says, "We love you so much that we desire to share with you not only the gospel of God, but our lives as well, because you had become so dear to us." Here we see the ideal for community expressed. As Christians, we have joined the body of Christ so that we have an essential unity with the global church. All believers are part of one body and therefore have communion with God and each other. We are joined with Christ not just as individuals, but as a body. This is the theological root of our community, a real and indivisible connection that we share with each other. I came to Christ in college, but for a while after I started walking with Jesus, I continued to walk in some of the patterns of sin that were part of my life before Christ. I was struggling against those things, but was too afraid to ask my Christian friends for help. Some of them I struggled to love. I didn't naturally connect with them. Others I was afraid would look down on me. But one day, one of them came to me and said, "You know, Stephen, that sin that you are struggling with, the one you think is secret, we all know about it and we want to help you with it." That same night, I confessed to my friends and they started helping me. Weirdly enough, even though I didn't feel a natural friendship connection with them at first, as they helped me with some of the struggles, a friendship grew that was much deeper and filled with love than the friendships I had had in the past. This is what Paul expresses here. The heart of community for him is a shared love within the body, a love that demands the double commitment that we see in our text. First, we see that Paul is determined that the church should share their lives together. Love at its heart is a desire for unity, a desire for reconciliation and oneness. At Prism Church, this is the kind of love that we have for each other, a love that drives our lives together, that makes us partakers in one another's needs and fears and worries, a love that is meant to be enjoyed. Paul calls us into the delights of friendship with all that this entails, enjoying other people even as we ourselves are delighted in. Love should drive us together deeper and deeper into authentic friendship. But anyone with friends, anyone with human relationships knows that this is a more complicated proposition than it appears. And both Paul and the rest of Scripture are realistic about human sin and weakness. Friends hurt each other. Relationships grow difficult. Sometimes we struggle to like people. And the church doesn't give us an option. God doesn't say love certain people, the ones you find easy to love and that you naturally like. The church is one body, whether we like the people in it or not. So Paul says, not only do we share our lives, we also share the gospel of God. We share the truth. This is where we see the genuine community, a community that elides conflict, that avoids difficulty, that lets relationships last only as long as they are easy. This is not a place of genuine community, nor is it a place of gospel transformation. The gospel is the truth of God that challenges and transforms us, and so must be placed at the absolute heart of our conception of community. At Prism Church, this is our commitment. We are committed to a community that challenges and transforms us, that is filled with love and acceptance, and where every need is met, but also one that moves with grace through difficulties, which doesn't drop everything when conflict comes, but perseveres, and through that perseverance, internally and eternally transforms us. That is what we mean when we say genuine community.